Lend your ears, lend your hands, lend your movement, anything you can. Come to teach, come to be taught, come in the likeness and the image of God, cause you can be like that.
Mahalo for tuning in to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The more I understand about the human race, the less I comprehend about our purpose.
Aloha and mahalo for staying tuned to KKCR Kauai Community Radio. This is Donovan Kanani Kabibi, your host on KKCR's newest show, Olelo no Eo. Olelo no Eo is a DKC production and a contributor to Hawaiian Independent Media. This program, Olelo no Eo, is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with these fine underwriters.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Organically grown, GMO-free vegetable starts available at Hoku Foods in Kapa'a, Kauai Seascapes Nursery in Kalihiwai Ridge, and Saturday morning market next to Kauai Mini Golf. More information at heavenonearthstarts@gmail.com.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. All right. Let me introduce the goal of this show to our listeners, as this is a brand new program. This show is intended to serve the entire community of Kauai, Hawaii, and the world. The goal of this show is to bring awareness of the beauty and value of the wisdom of indigenous First Nation communities from around the world and Hawaii. To bring awareness to our community regarding issues of the indigenous peoples of our planet, the issues that they deal with, both past and present. To become a place where communities around Hawaii and the world can get connected through the sharing of information, news, music, insights. We'll offer commentary and explore solutions for our suffering planet through open discussion and keep our listeners updated on the current global indigenous uprising and introduce our listeners to a view of the world through a native indigenous Kanaka outlook. We honor our kupuna, our ancestors today, as we look to the vast wealth of knowledge to be found in what Hawaiians call the Olelo no Eo. The Hawaiian dictionary, written by Mary Kivena Pukui, defines no Eo as clever, skillful, dexterous, wise, artistic, talented, expert, technical, and it defines olelo as language, speech, word, quotation, statement, utterance, a term, a tiding, to speak, say, state, talk, mention, quote, converse, tell, oral, verbatim, verbal, and motion. So when you use them together as olelo no eo, you get wise or entertaining proverbs and saying. In fact, Mary Kevena Pukui embarked on a tremendous journey to record as many olelo no eo as she could over her lifetime, publishing her discoveries in the book that has inspired this show's title, Olelo no Eo. In looking to the olelo no eo, we find much guidance for how we should and can live with our environment and, as important, with each other.
the day that I don't wake up and transcend all holy makeup. I am capable. I am powerful. The day that I don't wake up and transcend all holy makeup. I am on my way to a different place.
Trees sing their songs in the wind, lyrics and melodies for the spirit's senses, songs of laughter and life, timeless things in timeless places. Do not be afraid to be strong. Do not be afraid to love, but always remember. Always remember, love wisely, the love of being, free of possession. The love of being beyond desire. The love of being, respect for Mother Earth. Listen as the trees sing their songs in the wind. Lyrics and melodies for the spirit's senses. Songs of laughter and life. Timeless things in timeless places. Do not be afraid. Remember, the medicine is in the time. Live this life to last. Join the time of tomorrow and the past. Be like us. Serve the creation. We will endure. Listen as the trees sing their songs. Listen. Listen.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. Didn't die. Real world time, tricks, shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
It was Crazy Horse by John Trudell. Before that, you heard Song of the Trees, also by John Trudell, and paying tribute to some of the great wisdom, a little ale that we get from our brothers in on the Turtle Island. These folks, you know, the Turtle Island Native American Indians, however you want to call them, they have many names. They represent the most and least acknowledged genocide that's ever happened in the history of mankind. Pretty much the population of an entire continent wiped out and decimated No one really knows the exact numbers of lives that have perished since the discovery of the new world has come. And so we just wanted to take a few moments to honor that tradition through these two recordings, The Song of the Trees and Crazy Horse. Lisa Durand and Jeff Rona. This is off of A Thousand Roads, and features John Trudeau in the poetry and spoken word sections. We're going to give you another artist showcase every month, because we're here only for a month and we only get an hour, so we want to try and make the most out of it. And so we're going to present a little bit of music to you folks. Right now in the artist focus, we're going to bring you an artist named Superman, who's actually been on my radar for quite some time. I really love his music and what he represents and how he's been able to inspire the community in which he is surrounded by. Let's see, Superman, as a member of the Apsaluke Nation, Superman makes his home on the Crow Reservation in Montana. The name Superman hardly describes the person who is Christian, takes a gun, Parrish. A humble Native American dancer and hip-hop artist who has dedicated his life to empowering youth and educating listeners with a message of hope through culture and music, he is a young, energetic entertainer with tremendous leadership abilities. His presentation, style, and delivery are nothing short of captivating. Known for his tremendously powerful, inspirational lyrics, he is in demand nationally with the purpose of spreading a positive message throughout Indian country and abroad. In 2005, he won a NANI, a Native American Music Award, for his group, it's Resurrection, okay, and it's spelled R-E-Z-A-W-R-E-C-K-T-I-O-N. Has since released 3 self-produced projects, which have all received national recognition and awards, including the 2011 North American Indigenous Image Award for Outstanding Hip-Hop Album. Christian's presentation combines Native American culture, humor, and urban hip-hop culture, which dazzles the audience, captivates listeners, and breaks down stereotypes. For this, he has gained the respect of his culture and generation. He's a champion fancy dancer, traveling extensively on the powwow circuit throughout the U.S. and Canada, and lives a drug and alcohol-free life. He also is a champion clown dancer and a Native American flute player, which adds to his uniqueness as a role model, not to mention a loving husband and father of 3. The communicative talent, along with the compassion and that exudes from his life, allows him to connect with people from all walks of life. His uncanny ability to motivate, encourage, and inspire through dance, humor, and music keeps him at the forefront among his contemporaries. Superman has worked with numerous programs and tribes to help promote self-worth, build moral character, build a positive sense of Native identity. He has implemented his presentations to address the issues that he has experienced and is very passionate about. So, there you go. Our artist update, our artist focus today is Superman. So we're going to play a couple of songs from this particular artist. You can find him on YouTube by searching Superman, S-U-P-A-M-A-N. This song is called Prayer Loop.
Right now, struggling, feel like giving it right now. I pray for you, pray that you come back home. I pray that you understand that you're never alone. I pray for the single mothers and the deadbeat dads. Drop the kids off and go party gets me mad. So I pray, pray for peace, I pray for change. Keep on praying when everything stays the same. And I pray for the pastors and all of the churches and those who cry like song following hearses. I pray for you, pray for the sick and the poor. Pray for the rich man who don't give to the Lord. And I pray for wisdom and I pray for power, and I pray for being ready in the final hour, and I pray for those who keep judging ministry, and I pray for my friends and my enemies. Come on. Can somebody help me up? Who?
Why the night when you took
And that was Superman. Pretty intense guy. If you get a chance, which I would highly suggest you take the time and explore this young gentleman's music and seek out some of the information that's out there about him. His bio and his life story is pretty incredible. You know, it reflects the journey that many of us who have come to the point in our lives where we embrace the roots of our heritage and the truth of our identity and begin to walk within the wisdom of our forefathers. It's just an amazing story that this young man carries with him, and the music that he produces is amazing, but more amazing than that, I would have to say, is his actual live presentations. A wonderful combination of music, dance, spoken word, comedy even. He's been hitting up the indigenous TED Talk circuit, so you can find him by looking in some of the indigenous TED Talk channels that are out there on the YouTube network. So with that, I'm going to say his name one more time. Check him out if you have time. Tell him Donovan sent you. Prayer Loop and Why were the two songs we featured in today's Artist Focus. You're listening to Kauai Community Radio. This is Kauai Community Radio's newest program, Olelo Noia, with yours truly, myself, Donovan Kanani Kabibi. And so I got a couple more tracks of music here. Not necessarily, you know, going to just play all music. We got a little monologue I'm going to throw at you a little bit later, and I definitely want to talk about some of and share some wisdom with you folks handed down through the Olelo Noia. But in the meantime, stick around, keep on listening. This is Kauai Community Radio. Got electric powwow drum coming at you right now. This is a track called Red.
That you don't remember any of your poetry. Thank you.
have tobacco?
We sure don't. Perhaps I could interest you in some beads. Or possibly a blanket.
Blanket.
You just heard Bob Marley, Babylon System, and followed, before that was Electric Powwow, drum by A Tribe Called Red. And I just want to mahalo everyone who's tuning in and supporting Kauai Community Radio. You know, we're going to be doing our our fun drive soon. You know, we like to call it a membership drive, actually. And best place that you could jump in on the action and get an early head start to help us out with hitting our goal would be over at our webpage at kkcr.org. Big shout out to all those folks in Honolulu, Mililani, Gross Point, San Diego, St. Louis, Tokyo, Passau, Germany, Sherman Oaks, California, Littleton, Colorado, Chico, Santa Rosa, Capistrano Beach, Mill Valley, Santa Cruz, Kahului, Gilroy, Oakland, California, Hilo, Mexico, Alisa Viejo. Let's see, we got two more down there at the bottom of the screen. Oh, I don't can see, so too bad I don't can tell you who you are. Okay. Anyway, mahalo for tuning in. This is Kauai Community Radio. My name is Donovan Kanani Kabibi, and here you're catching the newest show, Olelo No Iao, here on Kauai Community Radio. And let's see, the following, I'm going to hit you with a couple of poetic proverbs from the Hawaiian culture given to us, recorded in the book Olelo No Iao by Mary Kavena Pukui. One of my favorite, e hoa o na I pau kui hewa. Okay? E hoa o no I pau kui hewa. It translates to pretty much mean stop panicking. Yeah? Try at least to stop the panic. And the kauna, or the deeper mana'o, or wisdom, or knowledge that is connected to that, it goes to tell us that sometimes we just gotta let things go and get it done, yeah? Just do it. Let's see, another one that I really enjoy and will often look to for inspiration. Ha hai no ka ua I ka ulu la. Oh, okay. So the rain follows after the forest. When we destroy forests, the rains will cease to fall, and the land will become a desert. And I guess that's pretty much self-explanatory. Most of this Olelo No Iao will have a lot to do with how we relate to our environment around us, and many of the knowledge that was gained would be directly taken from how the Hawaiian people and many indigenous peoples around saw their environment, interacted with the environment that they were surrounded by. O ka makapo valeno ka mea ha papa I ka po poli. In the translation for what I just said, only the blind gropes in the darkness. If you have no direction in life, you get nowhere. Or another way you could say it, or translate it, is if you're going nowhere, you're guaranteed to get there. Ooh, that's a pretty good one. And you know, with that, we get the kauna that, you know, we should be prepared, yeah, not be blind. Know the things that we are about to embark on. Know as much as we can. Be open to some knowledge and do some research, stuff like that. Don't be blind as you go off into your daily life. One more. I mohala no ka lehua I kei ia e ka'au. Oh my goodness, kalamai for my Hawaiian is not that good. Lehua blossom unfolds when the rain treads on it. People respond better to gentle words than to scoldings. I find that one significant. Right now, we're looking to our Ohia force for wisdom and guidance. And it tells us in this, Olelo No Iao, the lehua blossom unfolds when the rain treads on it. And an explanation we get is that people respond better to gentler words than to scoldings. And again, an Olelo No Iao that inspires us in how we deal with one another and with people, given to us directly from our rainforest. Well, here, rainforest, actually, one of the most foundational ecosystems in Hawaii, pivotal to what is essentially the indigenous rainforest of Hawaii. Entire ecosystem on the Big Island right now threatened, mass ohia die-offs, and with Mary Monarch about to begin, you know, we're just going to hope and pray that the cultural practitioners and the hula halau resist the urge to adorn themselves with the red ohia lehua and find another way to do it. Maybe honor that lao in a different way. We don't want to spread the disease any further than it has. I spent a lot of time in Lower Puna, where it's all ohia forest, and right now almost all of that ohia forest is gone, and they're actually considering that place to be ground zero. So the research coming out of there, we'll be paying attention to and looking at. Okay, so let's see. I got a monologue for you guys, and then we're going to jump into a little bit of music. Nearly every culture around the world has an olelo no eo. However, it's the olelo no eo of Hawaiian culture and indigenous First Nations peoples around the world that connects us to some of the oldest insight and knowledge handed down generation to generation forever. It's my personal belief that our world's leaders and all of the world's current great societies have drifted away from and forgotten, if not outright denied, the teachings of this planet's true caretakers. Great nations have committed great crimes against lesser peoples around the world, but never has any people suffered more than that of the indigenous peoples, especially in the New World. A great manipulation has occurred. The masses have become dependent on the corporations that have sprung into existence through the privatization of national industries. In the processes, these very entities, driven by greed, have stolen the resources that belong to all, amassing wealth and commandeering power and control beyond that any king has ever known. All at an unmeasurable cost to which none of us shall know, but to be paid by the very ones who we are compelled by sheer nature to care for, our children, our children's children, and so on. But for how long? These trials that we face, the very lives we live, have deep roots, history, waiting to be exposed. Today, what is true is not always true. What is up is sometimes down. Good is bad, and bad is good. All a symptom of the manipulation. We have been purposely deceived, and those that have been sworn to protect and guide us today are powerless and know no more than what they are told to know. Schools are nothing more than a place to house the offspring of the labor force during the workday, a social club. Knowledge is nothing more than something you gain from YouTube and Google. Access to information has never been simpler, but IQs have never been lower, and the cognitive skill of the overall collective continues to diminish. The economic gap is widening as the poor get poorer, the rich get richer, and the middle class join the rank and file of the poor, unpaid, disgruntled, ignorant masses, all together disappearing. I know I paint a grim picture, and I know this is not all that bad, you know, or is it? Yet no one can deny that the world, to put it gently, is in a bad way. I also believe that there is a solution, and the way to find it is to henana ike kumu, another olelo no eo given to us through the ages from our kupuna. Henana ike kumu, look to the source. For the Hawaiian people, our source is the wisdom and knowledge of our kupuna, our past. And that is why we appreciate these wisdoms and those who have given over their life to finding what has been preserved. In Hawaii, our existence was nearly brought to a complete end if it were not for the Olelo No'eau, the wisdom of our people and the understanding of what is sacred should be kept secret. And in that simple thought, in the sacredness that we revered our own existence in connection to the world and the knowledge that our kupuna had, those things became sacred and secret. But we have come to a point in our existence where the secrecy no longer is necessary, and the necessity is to share, not just amongst each other, but with the world. As we rise in prominence in our own homeland once again, we hope and pray that the wisdom of indigenous cultures, the people who have maintained a connection to their place longer than anyone else, who have an intimate relationship with their surroundings and their environment, will once again rise to prominence amongst the world's leaders, and that the world's leaders and our great societies of today will again look to the wisdom of our past. Mahalo kia kua, aloha kia kua, amena kupuna, amena aumakua. You guys, I hope you've enjoyed our show today. This is the inaugural edition of KKCR's newest show, Olelo No'eau, with me, Donovan Kanani Kabibi. And here's one for you. Phone's ringing. It's pretty awesome. You guys got about 15 minutes left. If you want to call up and you know, share with us, the request line is 826-7771. And I guess I'll take this call because that's kind of what I'm here to do. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me turn it on my radio here.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to wish you a huge mahalo nui, huge mahalo ke akua on this inaugural edition. I've been listening all hour and resonate very much with everything you've been sharing. And I think the timing is really very synchronistic and appropriate with everybody voting, or some people voting, and the fact that this is an occupied nation of the United States of America, and that the indigenous rights and indigenous issues and the connection, the aloha aina, the malama aina, the connection to our one and only kahonua, this earth, no matter what land we come from or wherever we live, the importance of listening to our ancestors and honoring and respecting and living in good harmony with this earth. And I think that the medicine that you're bringing and the teachings that you're bringing, John Trudell sharing his wisdom, you know, Leonard Peltier still remains behind bars this day.
Aye.
For actions that he and others did with the American Indian movement to exercise their indigenous rights in the 70s, 60s, and 70s. And I want to just give you, again, a huge mahalo ke akua for all that you're doing and bringing forth, and a huge support to keep it going. And maybe you could throw out that song, that one by Sudden Rush, The Paradise Lost, because it's a really, I think it's a spinoff of Phil Collins's Paradise, Another Day in Paradise, which in it itself has a great message, and I think it's a great thing for the world to hear.
Well, I mahalo you for your kind words. I don't think I'll have time to play that song. Maybe we'll get to it next week. Or next month. I'm on every fourth Monday right after Democracy Now, and I appreciate you, my brother. Mahalo for your kind words.
All right. Mahalo. Okay, Akua, keep it up. And, may one day everybody know the importance of caring for this earth in the deepest way, and may all the indigenous people, like you said, be the true the guides and the leaders of political, economic, and social systems, so that we all can recreate what was one day what used to be this heaven on earth, and we're heading that way, man. So mahalo.
Awesome. Mahalo. Aloha. All right, so I got one more little note from our people, the Hawaiian people, for you folks. Pupukahi iholomua. Translation, unite to move forward. Explanation, by working together, we make progress. This saying would be especially applicable to the Hawaiians on their canoes, where each paddler would have to pull the paddles together on command in order to take the canoe and make it move forward quickly. I'm going to leave you guys with that thought. And one of my favorite artists recently, his name is Mike Love. We're going on a permanent holiday. Stick around. What's the name of the next show that's on? I have no idea. One World Radio. See, look at that. This is the place to get to know what's going on. If you got a question, give us a call. 826-7771. Mahalo kia kua. Aloha. Kauai Community Radio.